KA3JCA, KQ4CRG.
KQ4CRG, KA3JCA. Go ahead there, Robert.
Oh, there, Richard. You doing all right?
You just had a nice lunch with my wife.
Hey, in a little bit, I want to text you a picture. When I got home, of course, I ain't used the laptop in a couple times. Every time I power it up, I'm getting like a staring message, not finding something or another. Maybe you know what it is.
Take a look at it. Yeah, just send me the picture.
Can't get to play as much as I'm wanting to on the DMR, but yeah, we'll get to it. Come up here to Ingles. I'm on my lunch break. They got a good salad bar up there. But I get pulled up in this parking lot. I'm going to change over to my handheld Bofang. See what kind of difference you see in this truck radio and that one.
The 610 repeater.
Talking on right now, yeah.
Yeah, you were there at the Ingles there in Spartanburg?
There, one up around 29 there toward Westgate. My plant's right down from here. Yep.
Yeah, I have a good idea where that's at. I've taken Sally over there shopping to Westgate there. Couple of times in about a year or so ago, year and a half ago.
Yeah, it ain't too far from the house. Come every day to work, so it ain't too bad. Must not be. I've been here 9 years, so.
Did you get that problem fixed the other day when you got called in? Okay, it's for JCA.
Took a couple of hours, but yeah, we got it all figured out. Give me just a second here, Richard. I'm going to change over.
K3JCA, standing by.
CRG on the handheld.
The audio sounds about the same. This one has a little bit more white noise, but not much different than the mobile. So you're doing good.
Well, I take into consideration, too. We on a rubber duck here in San Antonio.
But, you know, I can take you and show you, like, you could put on three different rubber duck antennas. You know, you could put a regular one on that Bofang, and then you could take, like, an 8-inch rubber duck, and then you could take one of their 15-inch ones made for that radio, and you can get a better receive on your handheld and sometimes a better transmit signal based on which one of the antennas you use.
Hey, Roger. We got one of those longer ones. We just use it on users, bring this to work or whatever, because it's, well, just kind of long. All right, we're going to get off of this thing later much real quick before they haul at us to fix them. Good talking to you, and I'll send you that photo. No doubt. KQ4CRG. Keep that quiet.
Okay, Robert, I will talk to you later, sir. KA3JCA.
JCA, N0TR. Good afternoon, Richard.
TR, KA3JC, how are you doing today? And I think it's Tom, right?
You're like me, I remember calls, but not as well on the names. Oh, shoot. Oh, Richard, we just took some stuff down to the daughter for Oktoberfest, and then... We are heading back home at the present time down here. Oh, coming up on 14 and Pelham down here in Greer.
Know where that's at. I think there's a barbecue place right there at 14 and Pelham right there called Charlie's, I think it is.
I don't... What'd you say, Bernice? Yeah, there's a couple of them, actually. As we're going... north. There's one over in that little mall on the left, and there's one here on the right. And we've been to the one on the left, and there's a deli over there that's really good. This one here on the right's called Bubba Annie's. Yeah, hit that button, Bernice. And I can't read the name on. Yeah, it's Charlie's Barbecue, I think.
Charlie's one is right there. I think there's a Spinks gas station right there, and it's right behind it. So, or right behind it. And then there's also I want to say Oriental or Thai restaurant that was in that strip mall there that was pretty good too.
In a Thai restaurant, but so I can't really tell you. I'm a steak and potatoes man, or meat and potatoes. But I can tell you this much, that deli in there has got extra fine people and really, really good food in there, just cold cuts and that. Well, they got something that's hot, though, I guess, you know, melted cheese stuff and whatnot on their sandwiches. But they're real fine people, and their food is excellent.
Through JC.
Tom, throw in two while you're over in one of my favorite areas, the Lost Cajun. I am not affiliated, but I listen every chance I get on.
CHY, I did not understand the transmission there at the last. I don't know if Richard did or not. Well, I'm mobile and not far from there, but you was pretty scratchy if you got a little more power. Go ahead, Richard.
Bits and pieces about it. It's his favorite part of the area, and that's pretty much about it.
The call ending in CHY. He must be changing his power level, Richard, is what I think. And he can break in there any old time. Yeah, I've never ate Thai food, but it sounds hot.
It's not hot. It's, you can get them at different levels of heat on certain things. You just tell them when you order it.
There's a semi-truck out in front of me, and I cannot switch lanes, so I have two choices, hit him or slow down. Yeah, my old stomach won't take the hot stuff much anymore. I like a good taco or a burrito or something like that, but that's about the size of it, Richard.
Still in there? CHYKA3JCA. I'm just making sure if we can copy him now. We'll pause again in a minute and see if we can come back there to... I don't know if you like Mexican food or if you've ever tried it. There's a place right here off of Woodruff Road, over there by Verdun Road and a Wendy's, but it's called Senior Salsa. It's a little Mexican restaurant, and we like that.
How about now?
Fine business, Keith. Go ahead.
My radio went into scan. I couldn't get it back out. That's what took me so long to get back. But I was referring to the Lost Cajun over in that area. Not affiliated with them, but I push them every chance I get. Over.
You guys are all talking foreign stuff to me. My daughter said I'm old-fashioned, redneck, narrow-minded because I like meat and potatoes. And when it comes to real spicy things, just never have been up to that. Bernice makes enchiladas now and then, and they're just great. I like a little, but not a lot. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, Keith, that sounds a lot better now. And you said it's called the Lost Cajun. I have not tried that one, and I actually have not heard of that one yet. And is it right there? Is it somewhere right there in that vicinity of 14 and Pelham Road?
It is down at where the Crystal Palace is, the Michelin headquarters there. So, yeah, Interstate and Pelham. There is a plaza up on the left at the red light when you get on up there a little ways, and it's in that little plaza. I found that their jambalaya is hit and miss because they make it daily, and They have it until they run out. So if you get it late in the evening, it can get a little old, but when it's fresh, it's really good. But everything else there has been real good.
Yeah, Sally was just asking what the name of it was, and I was telling her. There's another place, Keith. I don't know if you tried it. I think it's called Low Country. It's over there off of Butler Road as you're heading toward Malden. It's a little shopping center. There's like an H&R tax office and something like that.
Low Country Shrimper.
Low Country Shrimper is what Sally just told me. And I've had their jambalaya there, and that's been pretty good.
That's another place I'll be checking out then. And you said that was Butler Road. Haven't been over there in a long time, but now I've got a reason to. And, yeah, Tom, they've got some good gumbos. And red beans and rice is a pretty safe bet for, you know, not being too spicy. And if it's your first time there, they'll give you a sampler of all the gumbos and stuff that they have. And so, yeah, you can test your taste buds on that before you commit to something. But there's another location on Main Street, and I actually like that one. I've only been to it once so far, and it's a little nicer ambiance than a strip mall over.
I'm very fortunate in the eating out situation, guys, because I carry my chef with me of 54 years sitting next to me. And, oh boy, she really is fantastic. And all the time, her hobby is reading recipes from the internet. And I'm not exaggerating. And she does a fantastic job. And I love her a lot. But, we don't go out and eat very much, and she enjoys cooking. And once in a while, if we're tired, we'll go over to the Little Rebel. I noticed as we come by just now, that A&P restaurant down here on Buncombe, it's absolutely inundated with people. And I would highly recommend a place up here on Buncombe. It's a pizza place. I can't tell you the name of it. It's just before you get to Wade Hampton's on the right side. And I did see it on TV as one of the highest recommended pizza places. But, again, my kids, my wife, and all of them, they love pizza. I'll take it if I got to, but it's not meat and potatoes. Go ahead, Richard.
I will tell you that when Sally and I got married, Sally and Ashley would probably eat nothing but chicken. That was it. Plain chicken, chicken, chicken. Every time you turn around, it was chicken. And I started broadening their taste buds a little bit and made some steaks and then got them into fish and salmon and tilapia and trout. And actually will even eat octopus now. And she likes clams. And I got her eating clam chowder and some soup. I got her eating sushi. She loves poke bowls. So you name it, I mean, at least I've broadened their taste buds a little bit, but if I were to have it, Tom, I would definitely want a nice thick steak and a baked potato loaded, you know, with sour cream, chives, onions, crumbled bacon, a little bit of cheese. KA3JCA in the group. Over to you, Keith.
CHY, I am not opposed to the big old steak and the big old loaded potato either. Yeah, that's we usually do we call it steak night usually on Saturday nights. We missed this past weekend because I was out of town, and but yeah, the friend that I don't know if y'all heard, I was out in Baton Rouge and taking a friend to MD Anderson in Houston and back, and then I made the trip back home last night. So she's Cajun, and she's the same way. She likes just all kinds of different foods. So we ate some things that I had not ate before, and her kind of leading the way on those. And then, of course, her being Cajun too, we did a lot of Cajun food because that's like home cooking for her. And and I don't get a lot of Cajun, you know, a lot of authentic Cajun food unless I cook it. So, but yeah, it was a good time. But yeah, I'm definitely in the steak and potato field too. Over.
I think that's wonderful that you guys have a broad outlook of the different things. Now, just because I say meat and potatoes, I don't mean that entirely. My wife cooks different kinds of fish, and we don't eat steak that often. But I do like a good filet every now and then. And I don't care for salmon, and I wish I did because it's good for you, but I'll eat it. But it's, well, here, Della Ventura's Restaurant and Pizzeria. It's on Buncombe just before you get to Wade Hampton going north. It's excellent. It really is. And it was highly recommended on TV as one of the best pizza places around. Bernice can make anything. And I do love chicken. One of you has mentioned chicken was your wife's favorite. but as far as eating sushi, I ain't eating something that's, you know, I love fish. But I'm not eating raw fish. And my grandsons love it. My, well, I don't know about Jordan. He probably doesn't. He's weird about his taste buds. But the daughter and son-in-law and all of them, they like sushi. But I'm afraid it's going to move or something, you know, and I just don't. It's beautiful to look at. It's really a work of art. I see it at Ingles and places like that. They really do a beautiful job, but I'll have to give a big negative on that. And I've ate clams. I like oyster stew, but not raw oysters. But other than that, as far as the exotics go, I guess I'm just old-fashioned. Go ahead, Richard. This is 0TR.
The pizza place that you're talking about on Wade Hampton, do you know if it's down? Ashley works at that Publix. I think it's 2801 Wade Hampton Boulevard. So it must be down the street from that and so forth. I was just trying to place it and so forth like that. And sometimes a lot of the seafood or salmon that you get is like smoked or like parboiled at some of the places that you go get sushi, so that it's not really raw. I think they really refer to, I may be wrong, I think it's called sashimi when it's actually raw and so forth like that. So, and then Keith, you were talking about the Cajun there. Have you experienced crayfish yet and the frog legs and all that stuff? KA3JC8.
So that was a regular summer thing. Is somebody was having a crawfish boil, or there was a festival going on that would have boiled crawfish, or and gator tail and gator balls, and just all sorts of stuff like that. And Tom, if you ever go out to eat sushi with them, look into a California roll, because that's vegetable, so you could probably do that. And I was involved with a podcast a number of years ago, and so me and a group of the guys got to be pretty good friends, and we're spread out all over the country, so we used to pick a city and go to it, and they got me into the adventurous stage of food, where I'd branch out on other stuff. So, and now it's every time I go somewhere, it's like, other than Baton Rouge and, you know, knowing all the good Cajun food there, I will go outside of what used to be my box and try other, you know, friends' recommendations. And anytime we go anywhere, even the wife and I, we try to hit local places and not stick with chains, and just to try to, you know, branch out and support the local community and try the local flair. Over.
Well, I think that's great. Oh, I tried alligator before. I've tried rattlesnake and this and that. But frog legs, oh, man, I love them. We can get them down here at Vaughn's Market now and then. And Bernice, you haven't cooked those in a while, have you? Oh, we don't have any? Okay, well, you got to buy quite a few, but we can give some to the daughter, usually. They're not exactly cheap, but who cares? They're good. And Bernice deep fries them. Oh, wow. We used to go out and catch them ourselves when we lived in Kansas. And that was always an adventure due to the snakes and such. And stepping in a pothole now and then. It was a lot of fun. So we got to where we hunted the frogs out of a John boat with a bright light. And you wasn't supposed to gig them, but we did. And I caught them by hand. But, boy, those things were huge compared to what I've seen around here. But they were delicious. My mom didn't like them because one time a pair of them jumped out of the skillet. Somebody missed pulling that little nerve out of them, you know. And she screamed where you could hear her all over the house. But she always did cook them anyways. We'd go duck hunting and that, and my buddies would eat the ducks and the geese. I didn't care for that, but I did like wild rabbit. And I don't really care much for tame rabbit. There's a big difference in the two. And we ate a lot of squirrels when I was up in Kansas. We was poor. And my wife made barbecue out of them. And people didn't realize what they were eating at the time, Richard. They send your old TR. Go ahead, Richard.
For a second, make sure nobody else wanted in there. I've been to Vaughn's and bought a lot of meat from Vaughn's, but I did not realize they had frog legs there. I've bought a rabbit from there, and it's wild rabbit, and it's only when they have it certain times that you can get it, but we like their cuts of meats and so forth like that. And Keith, it's funny because we were talking about oysters, or somebody was talking about oyster stews and stuff. Out of all the fish and seafood, that's one that I cannot have. There's something in the oyster that if I eat it, I think it's the mercury or whatever, but I turn white like Casper the Ghost. But I can eat shellfish, lobster, shrimp, scallops, octopus, you name it, and it doesn't bother me whatsoever. But when it comes to oysters, I have to stay away from them.
Yeah, that's really odd. And Tom, going back to what you were saying about Kansas, that was my experience with a squirrel and rabbit and frog legs. And we had still have three ponds on the property, so we normally always had a bumper crop of frogs. And, Grandma loved them, so she'd cook up a big old batch for us, and, I do enjoy them. I don't eat them as much as I used to because, most places it's, a restaurant, and I've had some bad experiences, just not good frog legs at restaurants, so, unless I could pick up some, like you were talking about it. Bonds or something and bring them home and cook them. I don't have them much anymore. But that's one of the advantages of these trips to Baton Rouge is if there's a festival going on, they'll likely have them. Just didn't get to hit one this time. Over.
That restaurant in the Landrum right there as you're going in across the railroad tracks, I see them on the menu there, but it was too late. We'd already ordered something else. And we always like to go up to Landrum and kind of go through the Amish furniture place and that. And see some beautiful wood in there, I'll tell you. But, this guy's on the wrong side of the road here coming up the hill by our place. It's not a good thing. He was coming head on to me. Anyways, Richard, that restaurant with the wonderful pizza, and I mean it is just south of Wade Hampton and the junction of Buncombe Road. If you come to the Taco Bell coming up Wade Hampton from Publix, and come up to the Taco Bell at the corner of Wade Hampton and Buncombe. Turn right, and it'll be down the road, oh, maybe a mile on the left side of the road. And well worth the stop. We've been there once, and it's usually got a lot of people there, so I'd recommend getting there early. But I've never seen peaches like that before. They're really great and reasonable at the time. No telling what it is now, of course, with inflation, but when you're going out to eat, I don't think that's a problem. Anyways, guys, we just pulled in at home. I really enjoyed it. You want to say hi?
Hi.
That's my boss. And she's the quiet side of the family. Yeah, that's Bernice. And she's got things she's got to do. She's been making pfeffer nuisance, and she makes all of the treats for Amy's Oktoberfest, and then the daughter makes all of the foods, and she works at GE, so there's a lot of people and neighbors from GE come over there every year. And we always look forward to it. I'll say 73s and be clear with you and say KTURCO. No, I got the wrong call there, Richard. This is M0TR. Go ahead and pick it up, Richard. See you guys later.
73, and I'll let you know if Sally wants to try that pizza place out, and then I'll let you know how we liked it and so forth like that. So 73, go ahead, Keith.
I'm good talking to you. You and Miss Bernice have a good day. And hi, Miss Bernice. Bye, Miss Bernice. yep, y'all be careful out there, and we'll catch you a little later. And yeah, Richard, I'm gonna have to get motivated here. I got to run up to the Lowe's or the Home Depot one and get some stuff to fix the bed here. So, good talking to you, gentlemen. And hope y'all have a great day, and we'll catch you again later. KN4CHY, go ahead, Richard.
You have a wonderful day today, and we'll have to get together and talk about some more crawfish and some other stuff there. I'm just going to have to get it. At least my daughter Ashley likes crawfish. I do have to admit that. I took her to that, there's a seafood place. It used to be right there next to Sam's Club, and I think they moved or they opened a second location, but we used to get the boil in the bag where you get, I usually get like scallops, shrimp, and clams, and then she'll get the crayfish and something else and so forth, and we just kind of share it and so forth like that. But all right, well, we'll get together again and talk about seafood there. You have a wonderful day, and I'm going to let my wife go back to work, so I'm going to say goodbye to her real quick and catch you guys down the log, KA3JCA.